House lawmakers today rejected an $867 billion farm bill that would have tightened work requirements on food stamp recipients and overhauled federal agriculture policy. Members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus derailed the vote by holding out for an agreement on immigration. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, co-host of Velshi and Rule on MSNBC. Hi, Ali.
Hey there.
So Congress passes a farm bill roughly every 5 years, typically with broad bipartisan support. What happened this time?
Well, it's because it's a broad bill. It gets broad bipartisan support normally. The problem here is that there are such divisions within the Republican Party, and there are about 30 Republicans, conservative Republicans, who wanted some assurances on how the immigration discussion was going to go. They didn't get what they wanted, so they voted against this bill to kill it at the last minute.
Well, let's talk about one of the controversial provisions here. This bill would have made major changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP,
yep.
also known as food stamps. It
yep.
would have required people to prove they either work 20 hours per week or are participating in a state-run training program in order to receive food stamps. How would these proposals work that obviously this ultimately failed to pass?
Right. And by the way, No Democrats were supporting this because mm-hmm. of these changes to SNAP. So the fact that 30 Republicans sided with the Democrats meant that this failed. It's sort of based on a little bit of bogus science. I've done a deep dive into this. Many recipients of food stamps work, first of all, and there are lots of people on them. But the idea is that these people would have to prove that they are in some sort of training program if work wasn't available. Now, you know that unemployment is very low right now, so ready work for low-skilled workers is not always available, mm-hmm. and many states couldn't ramp up their training in time for these people to meet the requirements. So the estimates were between 1 and 2 million people who are food insecure, meaning they don't really have a way to put the adequate amount of food on the table on a daily basis, would perhaps lose out as a result of this. It's also based on some studies that have been debunked. You know, if we want to develop really good retraining programs in this country, that's sort of a separate thing. It probably doesn't need to be part of a farm bill as an extra. That's a different set of considerations that we haven't tackled properly in America.
There was also debate here about rolling back some of the school lunch nutrition guidelines set in place under the Obama administration. What was being
yep.
proposed there?
So the Obama administration had set guidelines in place to sort of ensure that there were healthier foods for people who were provided food by their schools. This was controversial even at the time. It wasn't apparent why, but it seemed to be sort of either an anti-Obama administration or anti-regulation move to say that, well, you shouldn't regulate what these kids get. There were people who were actually arguing that if you kept sort of fried chicken and hamburgers and french fries on these menus, you know, there's no science that said that was more healthy than eating vegetables mm-hmm. and stuff like that. You know, one of the members of Congress who opposed the amendment points to multiple studies that have demonstrated that school lunches have gotten healthier. It's not clear why folks wanted to reverse that.
So what happens now?
Well, this bill was not going to be the bill that was going to end up in front of the president anyway, because this has to be bipartisan and Congress can't seem to achieve that these days. So the Senate is going to be working on a different bill, one that'll get Democratic support and probably can get signed by the president. That'll probably happen sometime in June. But for now, this one is dead.
It's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, talking with us about the farm bill, which went down in the House today. Ali, thank you.
Thank you.